It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne. Today, Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto called on the country's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, to leave office, the first time Bhutto has made such a demand since returning to Pakistan. Bhutto is under house arrest in the city of Lahore after threatening to lead a demonstration to the capital, Islamabad, to protest emergency rule. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Lahore.
The city is different. The scene's the same. On Friday, Bhutto was put under house arrest in Islamabad. Today, it's Lahore. The road leading to the house where she's staying is blockaded by trucks. Hundreds of riot police with batons and shields block the way. Police bundle a handful of women, Bhutto supporters who've somehow managed to get here, into a prison van. It's like a bizarre piece of street theatre, enacted by people who've come with the intention of getting arrested and police who are happy to grab them in full view of the world's TV cameras. This time, Bhutto threatened to lead a mass three-day motorcade from Lahore to the capital, Islamabad. She knew such demonstrations were banned under emergency law and that she'd probably be confined again, although reports this morning say some of her supporters have set off in a large convoy. This is Bhutto's carefully choreographed way of pressuring General Musharraf and getting the world to take notice. Yet today there's a difference. Today Bhutto seems to have significantly shifted her ground and publicly hardened her position. Until now she's focused on calling for an end to emergency rule, free elections, and for Musharraf to quit as army chief. She wasn't in outright opposition to Musharraf becoming a civilian president. Yet this morning, speaking to Britain's Sky TV, she said she wanted Musharraf to stand down.
It's time for General Musharraf to leave, simply leave. He's out of his depth, and the situation in the country is most grave. It's a nuclear-armed country.
Bhutto said she had tried to reach an accord with the general about what she called a roadmap for democracy, but he had broken the commitments he made to her. Her new position raises many questions. Is Bhutto, who leads the largest party, now willing to join Pakistan's other opposition parties in a unified stance against Musharraf? Is she now out of step with the US, which supports the general, but wants him to get out of uniform and to end emergency rule? Yusuf Raza Jilani is one of Bhutto's senior party officials. He's at the scene in Lahore today.
Do you now see Madame Bhutto as being in outright opposition to General Musharraf?
Certainly, yes. Certainly, there's no ambiguity about it.
Does that mean, then, that negotiations in the future are also impossible? It's off?
No, it's off. It's off because of after emergency and after what they have done to media and the judiciary, there is no need for a context for them.
Shortly afterwards, another group of party supporters is shoved into a police van.
We've come here to show solidarity to the Prime Minister, to the coming Prime Minister of Pakistan, Ms. Benazir Bhutto. She's destined to be the Prime Minister. My name is Wasim Hassan.
Javed Akhtar is watching these scenes from the sidelines and in disgust. He lives nearby.
I am a Pakistani. I love my country. I want justice and freedom of choice and freedom of speech, which the Western government always, always preach. But when it comes to Pakistan, they do not practice it. I'm sorry.
Akhtar agrees with Bhutto. He thinks it's time for Musharraf to go. And it's also time, he says, for the US to stop supporting the general.
They should not bag Mr. Musharraf. He has lost all the credibility. He has got no moral or ethical role in Pakistan.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Lahore.